Raise a glass to your own family member or friend. Posted on the Raise a Glass website, this message is one of many, including video messages featuring war veterans, such as General Peter Cosgrove.
There are many departed friends I'd love to be sharing a beer with at this time of memorial. I reckon most of them would have hated to be remembered as anything but regular Aussie men and women. Yet what they achieved was nothing short of extraordinary. So it's only fair that in turn, we support the great work of the RSL and legacy in honouring their sacrifice. One simple way you can do this is to go to raiseaglass.com.au. On behalf of all our fallen heroes and their families, cheers.
For more than 65 years, Victoria Bitter has been an RSL supporter and still today sends VB to Australian troops stationed overseas. Journalism lecturer Phil Castle served in Vietnam for 2 years and says he remembers fellow soldiers drinking the brand of beer in Behind the Wire.
I certainly knew of diggers who possibly consumed up to 20 cans a day, you know, when they're in Behind the Wire. Mostly strong alcohol. VB was the most common can that was used, Australian beer. It was also used, the Americans found it a bit very attractive. So a lot of Vietnam veterans have suffered quite severely since returning to Australia and, in the early 70s.
Now a researcher in post-traumatic stress disorder, Mr. Castle is concerned the Raise a Glass campaign does more for beer sales than it does for Legacy or the RSL.
My concern is that this is more an advertising campaign than a genuine attempt to help out the RSL or Legacy or wherever the money's going. To me, I'm a bit cynical about that, but if veterans and ex-service people are going to be, and their friends are going to be having quite a few drinks on Anzac Day, well, it's really good that some of that money would go towards there for helping them and their families.
For National RSL President Major General Bill Cruz, this campaign is simply an opportunity to pay respect to those lost in wartime.
The principal purpose of the campaign is to highlight the personal impact on conflict, where we pay respect to those mates no longer with us. That's the primary purpose of this campaign, and it's not actually about selling beer.
Major General Cruz says the National RSL advocates responsible drinking and supports the Department of Veterans Affairs' efforts to work with returned servicemen and their drinking habits. But regardless, he says, having a beer with your mates is an Australian tradition.
Beer drinking is actually Australian, and the services in particular. That doesn't mean everyone has to drink beer. It means that beer is available and is often used for social occasions. I don't think we can deny that.
Queensland is the only Australian RSL branch not supporting the campaign, having decided earlier in the year to refrain. Branch President Doug Formby says he sees a clear problem with allowing alcohol sponsorship on Anzac Day.
We already are looking after a considerable number of veterans who have alcohol-related problems, many of which stem from their service. And because in the wider community at the moment there's widespread concern about the consumption of alcohol expressed by governments, medical organisations and the community groups at large, we took the view here in Queensland that we didn't want the RSL badge or image or logo actually associated with the sale of alcohol, and so we chose not to take part in the program.
Communications manager for VB, Dan Holland, says the company is honoured to support the work Legacy and the RSL do.
We understand that and are saddened by stories of alcohol misuse and abuse, and understand this is a problem in the general community as it is amongst veterans. But we believe that enjoying a few responsible beers and sharing stories with old mates is a valued part of a valued tradition that's within RSL clubs and hotels across Australia. And we think that the campaign, which has been developed closely with Legacy and the RSL, is entirely respectful and is raising money for some for the fantastic work that they do.
But as a veteran, Phil Castle says alcoholism remains a major problem within the returned servicemen community.
A lot of Vietnam veterans have suffered quite severely since returning to Australia and, in the early 70s or even before that. And I think alcoholism is a major problem there. And many Vietnam veterans feel concerned for their friends, some of whom have become very dependent on alcohol and other drugs. So I'm not sure that I really like the association being emphasised. It bothers me that a beer company would almost set itself up and say, well, we're being part of the Anzac Day spirit, therefore we'll encourage you, raise a beer for your mates. Well, done in moderation, good idea. Done in excess, not a good idea.